This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so it's going to get interesting, the halftime show, because guess who's in charge of picking the talent, scheduling the talent, getting the talent ready?
Oh, they have like a talent booking person now?
Yes, because this person has a huge new partnership with the NFL.
Who is this person?
He's joining forces.
Who?
Jay-Z.
Shut up. Really?
I was going to say that, but I was like, there's no way.
Yep. He's 49, man. He's going to be 50 soon, Jay-Z. What? Anyway, he's joining forces with the NFL, and this partnership is going to allow Jay-Z to be the live music entertainment strategist.
Whoa.
Which means he'd have a hand in picking all the entertainment for the NFL events. So that
means the
halftime show, he's going to plan that. Anything else, he would be closely connected to the league's activism effort. So he's trying to get in there and change a couple things he doesn't like.
All right.
So, and then Roc Nation, which is his agency, they're all co-producers of the halftime show. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then they said Jay-Z's not performing in the next couple of years.
Oh.
But they hope he will eventually. So will it be Beyonce?
I don't know.
New rumor.
You know where I'd like to see the NFL go? I'd like to see the NFL go in the way of the WWE.
Okay.
Where it's all very scripted and they start drumming it up.
Why?
And like, well, building more performances and making it more of a spectacle. Why not? These guys make
millions
of dollars.
Because it's awesome when they play football now.
I know.
Does the football part need to be changed?
Yeah, but does a bacon cheeseburger need more cheese? No, but it's better with it. So why not have like huge performances at every show? You make it a big spectacle all the time. You get Jay-Z on it. He gets all these rappers to also do all these shows. Jay-Z has such a huge influence in the music industry.
But then
you start fusing music and entertainment with NFL and sports. You've got sports. You've got music. Everybody wins. It's a good idea to have Jay-Z with the NFL. That's what I'm saying at the end of the day.
Well, they need somebody who's going to defend them.
Yes.
For sure.
In the rap world.
Yeah,
because nobody else wants to.
Then he needs to be the one to make be the face of the movement.
Well, and that's why he's going to be part of their activism efforts for the NFL.
Now
he's
going
to be part of that.
Colin Kaepernick rap career. What?
No. Oh, no.
What?
No.
Within the NFL. That's how Colin Kaepernick gets back in the NFL.
Do you imagine he gets a rap game?
But I'm wondering now, does this hurt Jay-Z's street cred? Because the hip-hop community as a whole is behind Kaepernick and, you know, not against the NFL, but for...
Yeah, that's why it's interesting.
Yeah. Man.
He could be the one to bridge the gap. Jay-Z.
He's
a common denominator. Pretty much everybody loves Jay-Z.
For sure.
And Beyonce did the show in 2013 and 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So then she joined, you know, Coldplay and Bruno Mars in 2016. So I don't know.
Of course, Beyonce will be a part of it. Or will she?
I'm going to watch.
Everybody's going to watch.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
True.
Although I haven't watched the Super Bowl halftime show in like 3 years.
Justin Timberlake,
live.
The last one you watched?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, not the 2004 one.
Who was it
not
last
the
year?
One with Janet Jackson. That wasn't the last one I
no,
watched.
No, the most recent one. Maybe didn't you play it like 2 or 3 years ago? I think it was Minneapolis,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm trying to think who played the last Super Bowl halftime show. And I can't.
Yeah.
Was it Maroon 5?
Hell if I know.
Yes, it was.
It was
Maroon 5 last
year. We figured it out.
It was Maroon 5 last year.
All right.
Yeah.
It was.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. It'll be nice today. Like low 70s, mid 70s.
Yeah.
Cool. Chance of a shower.
Mid-70s.
Yeah, it looks cool today.
We don't want cool. We're going on a boat.
I know.
That is not what we want today.
And
we're
on the
going with our friends from Window World.
And on the water, it's always a little bit cooler than
it
is.
Well, I don't know about the lakes. The little lakes here, is it really? Maybe Lake Michigan.
Right. I think we're going to be on one of the inner lakes. I don't know which one it is.
We're on Lake Tishigan.
Tishigan, that's what it is. Mm. Tishigan.
Ooh.
Whichever one that is.
This is our week, a tour of lakes.
Tishigan.
Tomorrow we're on Pewaukee.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What is your good news to start the day? Could I start real quick?
Mm-hmm.
My shirt came in the mail, the one that I ordered a couple weeks ago. It's my Area 51 shirt that I'm so excited about. It looks like the Adidas sign that you would see from like the shoe company or whatever, the athletic company.
Yeah.
But it says Area 51 underneath it, and there's little people getting beamed up by these UFOs.
Oh, they're not little people, Riggs.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, there are people. Oh, the aliens are taking the people away.
Hello, ladies. This is Allie. While the guys geek out over dumb things that don't exist.
What do you mean it doesn't exist? What do you mean it doesn't exist?
Reading E! Online and talking about the Kardashians.
Hey. Have you ever seen it before?
What?
A UFO?
No.
And that doesn't mean it
neither
doesn't
does
exist.
Neither does anyone else.
I have. I 100% okay. have. I have.
You can't prove that they don't exist, so until I see evidence
aliens,
that they don't.
Uh-huh. They might exist. Yeah. Hell, the scientists said they might exist, but it's not the Area 51 looking ones that you, they're not beaming up.
Hey.
If they exist on another planet, not beaming up anywhere.
Hey, I want to see them aliens.
I you should have worked for NASA, quite frankly.
Seriously, yeah. though.
Right? What's your good news?
My good news is I got a surprise visit from Pottery Guy last night.
Ooh.
I wasn't supposed to see him until Friday, and then his brother came over to watch his kids late at night,
yeah.
and then he came over, so that was a nice little surprise.
Ooh, got it in a little.
Yeah, I got it in a lot. It was great.
Come on, you kidding me right now?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Atta girl, Gibbons. What's your good news?
My good news is I woke up this morning and I went, oh man, Tuesday sucks. And then I came into work and I was like, oh, wait, it's Wednesday. And then I realized, oh, man, Wednesday sucks. But the good news is it's Wednesday, not Tuesday. We're a day later than I thought we were.
Hell yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
And every day's Natterday if you drink a whole pack of
You're
them.
You're damn right, brother. Mm-hmm.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You don't know where to find this $2,000, though, because it could be hidden anywhere around Milwaukee. $2,000 in like a treasure hunt style thing. Just random
Tell
cash.
Tell us how to get the cash hidden around Milwaukee. I'm in.
Breakout games. Are you familiar with breakout games? They do.
No.
You know what the escape room is?
Yes.
Yes.
The concept of the escape room?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Breakout games does the escape rooms. There's a couple of them in Milwaukee, and they're doing a bunch of these across the country. One of them in Milwaukee. So they hide cash, put clues on their website, and you can find random money just hidden around town. How
really?
Ridiculous would that be?
That'd be
if
amazing.
You just happen to be in the part of town where one of the clues is, who knows? Just find $100 laying somewhere.
That'd be awesome.
How to the
you
yes.
ever found money, cash, just laying out
Not
in the ground?
Not that much. Not $100. No. I mean, five here and there, but yeah.
I found $1.05. Gibbons and I found a $5
yep.
bill,
mm-hmm.
and we used it to buy cheap beer at Liquid Johnny's.
Best believe, Natterdays, baby, was
the
a
best,
beautiful drink.
Best $5 I ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done a treasure hunt like this before? Anything like this before?
No.
No,
no.
No,
but mm-hmm. I think I'm going to alter my plans this afternoon and go out there and try to find me some money.
Hey, man.
It's actually a small amount in the grand scheme of how big this city is. It's like nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you go out and bust your ass for $2,000, but so did like 700,000 other people.
Yeah, but I'm going to get there.
Math
first.
On the division.
Yeah. They said this
divide
is
divide $1,500,000 by $2,000. Seriously,
they're $2,100 bills is what's hidden. So you're gonna find a $100 bill. Whatever you do find, you'll find a Franklin, which is one of my
Benjamin Franklin.
One of my favorite presidents of the United States was Ben Franklin.
I'm still trying to do the mental math of 2,000 divided by a million people. I think it's about. I think it's about.
You will too.
Like two hundredths of a penny per person.
Is that what you think? So
I think it might be
million. Okay.
2,000 divided by 1 million, I believe, is 2/1,000ths of a penny.
Let's go.
0.0002.
How would you know that?
Math hurts my brain.
How would he know that?
I don't know how you would know that. Is that what it is? Is he right?
I'm trying. Hold on. 1 million.
2,000 divided by a million.
1.5 divided by.
No, the other way around.
What?
2,000 divided by 1.5 million people.
Divided by 1.5 million people. I got to make sure I get the right number of zeros. Let me live. Okay, right number equals, yeah, one less than a penny a person. If you did the math on how much they're giving to everyone in the city.
Like right. one thousandth of a penny. Hey, a penny
Gee,
saved.
Thanks for giving us your $2,000. You got all that press.
A penny saved is a penny earned. Okay.
Literally.
The person that created this is sitting there like, damn it, she did the math like that?
Oh,
really?
Man,
really? Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Somebody's getting in trouble because AMC Theaters and Regal Cinemas, two big, you know, people in the movie game,
yeah,
tweeted that Harry Styles would be playing Prince Eric, Ariel's prince in The Little Mermaid. And guess what? That was not true. He had turned down the role to play. So now these two big movie theaters had tweeted out that he was going to play Prince Eric, and people lost their minds. And he's like,
oh,
no,
God,
that's not really the case. And I don't know why you people tweeted that, but okay. What a bunch of morons.
Seriously.
Huh?
People love to start those little rumors on the internet about things.
Yeah.
They love to be the first one to jump on a story, and maybe people will retweet my thing and everybody will know that I got to the story first.
They said Styles is a fan of the project, but respectfully declined. If he was a fan, he would have done it. That's a lie. Period.
Although he does look like Prince Eric. He does bear resemblance.
For sure.
For sure.
He's so cute, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So they've got Ariel cast.
Yeah, and then both theaters deleted those tweets, by the way, afterwards.
Duh, eat those words, dude.
They're building up the Little Mermaid cast. I'm kind of excited to see that movie. Do you remember the animated one, The Little Mermaid? The old school one?
Hell yeah.
Like The Little Mermaid. What do you mean, the old one? Like the original?
Yeah, the original.
Okay, I thought it was like there's more than I know of.
Had me confused for a second,
I was like,
too.
There's one Little Mermaid, right?
Yeah, the
movie.
Mm-hmm. The one, yes.
The
yes.
main movie. Okay,
the main
yes.
movie, yes.
But you said the animated one. I don't know. It just threw me off.
Like, I think this one's going to be more live action, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Like the Lion
sure.
King
oh,
one.
It is,
so.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which would be badass.
I'll go see it.
I will too.
I say that about all of these, and I never go.
You said that about The Lion King and Aladdin both.
And I haven't seen either one of them yet.
And you have two kids that you rent. Come on.
Damn it. I'm a terrible uncle, Dad. What can I tell
you? You are a terrible drunkle.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What's your idea?
$1 million idea. Okay. Is there anything more annoying than getting phone calls incessantly from people asking about someone who isn't you? Hey, is Roger there? No, Roger's not here. The next day.
Oh, I don't answer non-number. You answer the numbers you don't know.
You never know who it's going to be.
That's a whole other discussion for another day, dude.
Yeah.
You never know who it's going to be.
That's another thing.
I keep getting phone calls on a literal daily basis from someone named Roger. For someone named Roger.
Yeah.
I'm like, Roger's not here. Oh, this isn't Roger's number anymore? No, it's not Roger's number. Okay, my bad. The next day, the same thing keeps happening.
Are they screwing with you?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Old person, young person, woman?
I would say it was a man, probably mid-40s. Sounds like someone who should know what they're... Same person.
Same person.
Same person every day.
It's got to be someone screwing with him, no?
I've got an idea, though.
I had companies calling me once for a woman named Jody McGill.
Someone who used to have your number, probably, right?
I guess, but it was a company calling for them.
My new idea is, you know how 911 for an emergency, 811 to dig.
Uh-huh.
If someone's calling you incessantly for someone else, you give them 111, and when you dial 111, you transfer them, and it goes to the person they're looking for, because that person had my phone number. Roger, Robert, whatever his name is, had my number, and I'm tired of people calling me for him.
So, you wanted to want 111 to transfer to the person
who had
who
my number
doesn't
before.
Have your number.
Yes, I'm tired of people calling for him.
But so what if someone changed their number because they didn't want to get found, and then you're giving someone their Let's say I'm trying to hide from John, 40-year-old John in Stallus, and he keeps calling for me. And he keeps calling Gibbons' phone, but he's crazy. In fact, maybe he was abusive. Who knows? I'm making upstairs. And Gibbons' like, let me just forward him on to you.
But when you're looking for Roger, when Roger changes his number, Roger says, hey, I don't want John or Steve or Tom calling me. Here are the numbers that you can't transfer. I have given this so much thought because it drives me nuts every damn day.
Really thought
can
this
I solve
through.
Your problem by saying, stop answering numbers you don't know, dude.
Yeah. You never
you're
know who
only
it can
one
be.
I know that does that.
Is it a local number, too?
No, never.
Okay,
no,
that's weird too.
Number.
Like, I'll answer a random local number only because my number's out there for things like I'm a chair for the Out of the Darkness walk. Like, I have to answer numbers that are local, but I won't answer a number from a different area code that I don't know. Why would you do that? Just stop.
Should we just be the judges? Is it $1 million idea or not? Gibbons has the idea that you should be able to transfer people who used to have your number. When somebody calls for them, $1 million idea, yes or no?
I say no.
So thumbs down.
Oh,
thumbs
come
down.
Come on, it's so.
I'm gonna go ahead and say. Thumbs down.
Thumbs
Stop
down.
Answering numbers you don't know.
Hold on.
Yes.
There's
Send
someone
to voicemail like everyone else.
It shouldn't be someone else's job to create something that helps you not deal with that problem when you could simply solve it yourself so easily.
I know I'm not the only one who deals with it,
I know.
Well, you're the only one I know that picks up numbers they don't know.
Yeah, you can deal with it so easily. Just don't answer the phone.
I'm not sure who's calling or what they had to say, but apparently they might have my back. I'm not quite sure.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie, were you calling about this? You have somebody calling your phone from a different...
I did have somebody calling my phone and texting me.
Okay.
But it was these really weird men, and some lady had used my phone number on a
Okay, you
it's
gotta
really
get
hard.
Off your Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you.
You gotta get off your Bluetooth, honey.
Yeah, hold
it's
on
so
the phone,
hard to hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hold on
if
the phone,
If you can
right.
disconnect it, we can bring you back.
All
it's
right.
not hard to get off your Bluetooth. It takes five
no.
seconds. if she's still there.
You here?
I'm here.
Are you off your Bluetooth?
That's better a little bit. Sorry. Yes, there we go. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So a long time ago, not too long, about maybe 6 months ago, I started receiving these really odd texts and phone calls. And I normally don't answer my phone when I have different numbers coming in that I don't recognize. I'm like Allie that way.
Yes. Okay. Hell no. It's like, why would I answer this?
Right. Except for I run like a in-home dog boarding business. So sometimes I receive phone calls from people. So sometimes I do answer it.
You have to answer, yes.
I have to answer it, right. But I started receiving these really weird texts saying, hey, I got your phone number. And it was from a dating website.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm not on a dating website. I'm married. I'm sorry. Ah. My number. And they'd be like, no. And they'd send me the conversation with their picture with my phone number that somebody had used.
So somebody else was using your information on a dating website somehow. That's crazy. That's weird.
What the heck?
That's bizarre.
That is
weird. And the guys were creepy and weird too. It was freaky.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good story to tell at bars.
We got
and not with friends.
Some text at 71037 that solved this problem so easily.
Don't answer the phone.
or even just block the number calling. It's so easy to do that on the iPhone.
Yeah, that too.
Genius too. And then you know it's the wrong number, so why do you keep answering it? My real question. Like,
you're doing
the next
it to yourself.
Day, you know.
You're playing yourself, friend. You're playing yourself.
Well, then I gotta remember the number and it's a random number.
No,
I can't
remember. The worst part is he thought about this and thought he was a genius last night. And he came into work and we're
I
like,
will give you $0 for this idea.
Damn
$0.
Oh, there's the balloon deflating.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
You guys are kind of jealous of the Upers. I'm kind of jealous of the people in the UP.
I hear a little of everything about the UP. I hear, holy crap, those people are cuckoo. I hear the UP's beautiful. I hear all kinds of good and bad.
I've heard very little, so educate me, please.
The Upers, the Upper Peninsula.
Like, I've heard people say bad things about those people, like in Wisconsin.
Right.
They're, you know.
A little out there.
They're a different breed.
Yes.
But then I've also seen Tim Allen. I mean, he told me the UP's nice on the commercials.
It's pure Michigan. Mountain Dew, they had this like United States bottle label that they had where they had all 50 states represented with a different thing from their state.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
But the thing is, they had the Upper Peninsula of Michigan that was owned by Wisconsin. So they had like, it looked like Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan was the same state, which is incorrect.
Don't you remember when I said I thought Escanaba was in Wisconsin like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I was like, wait, it's in Michigan?
Yes.
Like, I admit it. I had no clue. I was like, what?
And I admit, I only knew it was in Michigan because of Tim Allen, his commercials saying,
literally,
of Escanaba. Well, now people are obviously upset about this. The people in the UP, the Upers, they're a little upset. So they clapped at the Mountain Dew people and they were like, hey, we're not in Wisconsin.
How are you going to do it?
How are you
going to
do this like that? Now, you should do a limited edition Upper Peninsula Mountain Dew label exclusively for us, only for the Upper Peninsula. And Mountain Dew said, you're right. Okay. And they're doing
it.
Wow. Do you know what else I thought was cool about this? They made 906 because the area code in the UP is 906.
Yep.
So they only made 900, thank God, that they messed up. But I thought it was cool that they were doing the area code and that was the number.
Yep. So the label has, it's got a snowmobile on the label. It's got the Mackinac Bridge. There's a kayaker on the label. So if you were up there, and then they're handing them out at the, I guess there's a big state fair thing in Escanaba, too.
The Michigan State. Well, Michigan now that state we know fair. It's Michigan.
Oh, okay. Right.
If it's in Escanaba, it has to be Michigan. Remember, it's not Wisconsin.
By the way,
we learned nothing from this break.
By the way, if you've been up there and you know what it's all about, you can text us 71037. Educate us on the people of the UP. The weirdos.
Seriously, though.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right, here's the deal. I got this email from a friend on Facebook, from my friend Jenny. It's about her husband, Kyle.
Oh.
This is an interesting situation, you guys. Here's the thing. Here's what she said. My husband, Kyle, wants to go on a 4-day Canada fishing trip with his friends. Cool, right? She says, normally this wouldn't be a problem, but Kyle hasn't had a job since he was laid off 8 months ago.
Oh, hell to the no.
She says, I'm holding down a full-time job while he stays at home with our 3 kids, which I will give him credit. He's stepped up in a big way at home, and he's trying to get a job. The thing is, he's going to be cutting into our savings to take this trip, and I'm worried if something happens to my job, will need that money in our savings account. Kyle says that this trip is going to be life-changing for him, and he needs the break, and he's going to come back and, quote, crush some interviews.
Of course he is.
Yeah, totally.
Let me go on my trip. Let me spend our money that we don't have, essentially, on this trip. And the worst part is, when you have kids, that savings should be about them.
Absolutely.
And safety and security. But he's worried about fishing in Canada.
Yeah.
This would make any couple, like, I could see one side of the couple, but come on.
Jenny says, I think it's an awful idea, at least for now. Can you help in any way? Thanks. So, we wanted to throw it out to you. 799-1037. I know, Gibbons, you said you had a friend that's in a similar situation, but without kids, you said?
My buddy Dan bought a house, got married, lost his job, right?
Yes.
Bought season tickets to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, hell no.
No, this is before he lost his job, right?
Oh, I was about to say.
Before.
Loses his job.
Right.
And instead of selling the tickets, still goes to every single game. Went on a boys' trip to New Orleans for a bachelor party that cost God knows how much
selfish.
Money. Very. And he... Coming from me, I reached out to him. I'm like, Dan, what the hell are you doing, dude? You're just married. You bought a house. You're talking about wanting to have kids, but you got no job, and you're just blowing money.
It's like, not about you, dude. Yeah,
exactly.
You got married. It's about both of you now.
No, not
there's
at all.
No I in team, and you're a part of a team now, bro.
God.
Just saying.
So someone typical. Brought up, but there is an I in win, so there's that.
Oh, like, come
up.
On,
come
man.
On. Shut you can up. Always text to 71037, too.
You can. We'll read your text, and we'll take your calls about this. Should Kyle be able to go on this Canada fishing trip? Do you think so?
And how come there's always, like, either with couples, one's good with money, one's not, or they both suck?
Yes.
Where are the couples where they're both good with money?
Opposites attract, baby. Opposites attract, you know?
Right? Helping out our friend Jenny, who sent us a Facebook message. Her husband Kyle wants to go on a 4-day fishing trip to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle has been laid off for the past 8 months. She's holding down a full-time job. He's staying at home with 3 kids. He's going to be cutting into the savings by going on this trip. She's like, hell no, we don't need this right now. And he's like, I need this right now for me.
Oh,
he says he's going to come back and do well.
It's not about you when you have kids anymore, dude.
I know.
That's what sucks.
I know.
Selfish people.
799-1037. You can also text us to 71037. I mean, if the guy's been staying at home with 3 kids, wouldn't he deserve a little bit of a break? I mean, if he had the money.
Thank
he
you.
Doesn't have the money. And he's looking for a job, but he doesn't have one, so he's going to... Come on.
If he could do it on the cheap. I mean, Canada, how expensive can it be to drive to Canada?
My ex-husband used to go every year.
Is it that expensive?
A big trip. They had to plan a big trip. It's like a whole thing, dude.
I'm just thinking about him
because if
he's been trying to get work, he's already down because of that. He can't get a job. He's at home with the 3 kids. He's trying the best that he can. I say give the guy a break.
Your
responsibility.
Because you don't have 3 kids yet.
I know that too. I know.
Listen to this. People are texting in this one that said, Kyle should probably secure employment rather than reward himself after a couple paychecks with the trip. Don't know if you mentioned when the trip is, but why doesn't he use it as an incentive? He can go if he gets a job.
Right.
Same
it's not
token.
Like, oh, I needed to go get myself a job.
Kyle would be like, well, no, if I go in the interviews now and get a job, they're not going to let me have off to go, so I'm going to go in the interviews after the fact. That's what Kyle would probably say in response to that.
I got
to
read this one, because this one, actually, I don't agree with at all. It says, I think Jen should let him go on the fishing trip, but make a compromise and make him figure out a way to pay for it without dipping into savings, which they don't have.
Yeah.
If she doesn't let him go, he might resent her for quite some time, and that would cause bigger issues. It sounds like since he stepped up at home, he deserves to have a little break, but it should not be at the expense of the entire family so that he can't go
because
they don't have the money. And
all
my
right.
thought was, he's going to get resentful. She's the one working. She's the one working full time, and she's the one that's got to find childcare when he goes to Canada. But he's the one that's going to be, get the hell. This
bro.
Is like a, this is like a child. You know
on the
mean?
Other side, well, maybe he doesn't go on a fishing trip. Maybe her compromise with him then is that she lets him do something that's not a Canadian fishing trip right now.
Yeah,
like, go to Lake Michigan with your rod, dude.
Thank you.
Yes. Exactly. Do something with your friends. Go to a bar. Just go have a guy's night or a couple nights out. She'll take the kids for a couple nights. You go out with your friends instead of spending however much you're going to spend on a fishing trip.
At least $1,000.
Do
so
something. Find
more.
A compromise. Because
you're going to spend a mortgage payment on this trip, right? I mean, Allie, you've had a husband who, an ex-husband who went and actually would do the Canadian trip.
So that's cheap.
Someone says drive Uber or Lyft. He could drive the Uber or Lyft.
Right?
He could.
There's
well,
always
that's
ways.
The thing. It's like when people say, I can't find a job. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Do we have people on the phone right now? It's 799-1037. Hey, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
I have wonderful advice for Kyle.
Oh, you do? What's your name?
My name is Rose.
All right, Rose, what do you think Kyle should do?
I think Kyle should get
get off of his butt. And I caught myself.
Uh-huh.
And should realize that, you know, she's out there working.
Yeah.
She can go get a pedicure. I'm sure she's not going and doing a pedicure or anything like that. When us single moms are out here busting our butt, working and taking care of kids, come on, don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy. Don't be
right?
Lazy.
All right. Yeah.
That's a dick move.
Oh, it's a D move. Yeah,
yeah. For right. Sure. For sure. We got one more call from Alice.
Hey, Alice, good morning. What do you think? Should Kyle go on this fishing trip?
I think so. I'm not newly married, but almost 5 years in September. And I do think that sometimes when you're in a rut, can't find a job, I think that maybe a little getaway to get your mind back focused on everything would be great.
Sounds great if you don't have three children, but you had three kids that you now are responsible for, yeah. That you have to take care of it. It's not about you. This is like the selfishness.
That's true.
Wrench in the plans is the three kids.
I have six, and we have a savings, and I think sometimes it is good to let him take a little bit of time to just go and reevaluate things, and he can come back refreshed and get back to the job.
So you would let him dip. You would let him dip into your savings. You would do that.
I'm impressed that you have six kids and still have savings. That's right? You're making me feel like a real loser now.
I have four. I have four that's out of the house. I have two now.
Oh my god. Alice, we need to start taking financial advice from you, apparently.
Seriously.
Well, that's why she's so chill about it, because she's got the money.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, if you didn't. But yeah. I love this text. It said,
thanks for calling, Alice. We'll talk to you again soon.
Who's watching the kids during the trip while the stay-at-home dad's in Canada drinking? Not this time, champ.
Mike, drop.
Yes.
Thanks for the text to 71037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, it's 742. Wow, Post Malone. You got something that made you say hell to the no, huh?
I have a good one.
Okay.
That I forgot to tell you guys about yesterday.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead and kick it off. Hell to the no. What do you
okay,
got?
Okay, you know, I carry my gym bag on Tuesday and Thursdays. I bring it into the station. So I change when we get off the air before I go to the gym.
Sure.
Shout out to Keith at Bridgewater.
What
Johnny,
up?
My trainer. But yesterday, I got out of my car and it's like, you know, kind of dark out still, and I'm walking into the station. I look down, I realize not only is there a pair of underwear stuck to my foot, it's like a lacy thong. I have no idea even how it got in there. I would not have had an extra pair of panties in my gym bag that looked like that. They would have been mom panties, and you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my god, imagine if I walked in and I didn't realize this thing was wrapped around my foot. You guys would have never let me live it down.
Ever.
And I did that thing where I looked around, threw my underwear in my bag.
No one saw me.
Walking.
Oh my god, that's
like,
funny.
How did these even end up in here?
I know you did that because I saw it on top of your bag, on top of your gym clothes, and I was like, is that I walked over to Gibbons yesterday.
I can't believe I left it sitting there.
Yesterday, Allie's gym bag is in the corner. I walk over to look out the window at something.
Yeah?
I look down and I glance and I see a shoe in this purple, like, lacy pair of underwear. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What's up in there? Those are not gym underwear, Gibbons.
Oh, I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what gym clothes look like. That was not gym clothes.
Those are not gym panties.
No.
Whip them out for, you know.
I was like, I have questions, but it's Allie. I don't have questions. It's like my sister.
If you saw that, I must not have pushed it down far enough.
That's what she said. No, you didn't.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
I just, in my mind, it was like, imagine if I'd walked in not realizing this was here.
Speaking of early morning mishaps,
yes.
I almost killed a woman this morning.
Did you?
Almost gave her a heart attack. Okay, it's 4 o'clock
but
in the
I'm
morning.
I'm okay.
She's fine.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm in West Dallas walking my dogs, right? And they stop to do their business. And I'm watching them do their business. I turn around and there's a lady walking out to her car who doesn't see me and the dogs. So I give her a quick, hey, good morning. And she jumped out of her skin.
Don't talk to me at 4 a.m. I'm going to think you're trying to kill me.
I'm a big bearded dude with two dogs going nuts at 4
two
in the morning.
Two little
in West,
dogs.
Right, but they were going nuts. In West Dallas, I scared the lady to death. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
414-799-1037. You can also text us to 71037. I walked out yesterday to get my mail, and I noticed my dog Samson had a stick in his mouth.
Oh, wait. That's not a health of the no.
He's living his best life.
No.
But upon further review, that was not a stick at all. It was a large chunk of his own. Yeah. It was like, I caught him in the act, bro. I caught him right in the act. Disgusting. How do you do that? We call it the circle of life. Know. It's disgusting, though.
I don't call it the circle of life. I call it nasty.
I call it the circle of...
I call it hell to the no.
Dear God.
This is exactly what it is. You can text your hell to the no to 71037 or just call us 799-1037. Hell no, no. We got a text to 71037. Says, I went into Starbucks the other day to pick up my pre-ordered coffee, and the girl behind the counter says, are you married? And I said, does that mean I can't pick up my coffee? And she goes, no, no, I asked if you were Mary. Yes, that does matter.
Funny.
My name is Mary. Thank you for the coffee.
A little bit, yeah.
799-1037. You can also text us to 71037.
We got one that said, when it's raining on your way to work, but only one of your windshield wipers works, and it's the driver's side wiper that's broken.
Oh, man.
I've been there. That's the absolute worst.
It's when you got to roll down your window and Ace Ventura your way through the through the traffic.
Oh, my God. Awful.
71037, another text says, I forgot to bring the garbage out the night before. I woke up to the sound of the garbage truck. I ran outside to bring out the garbage and realized that I ran outside naked.
Oh!
What? That's like leaving without your shoes on or the wrong shoes and not knowing until you get somewhere.
Oh, crap, that's the garbage truck. Oh, crap, I forgot to take it out.
Oh,
I better get it out.
They didn't mention they were up partying until 6 a.m. and just had fallen asleep, but that's another story for another day, probably.
How could I forget I had another hell to the gnaw this morning? This one's really gross.
Oh.
So I got up and I was walking, like, I was upstairs getting dressed and my kids were asleep.
Yeah.
My nanny Ella's downstairs. I'm coming down the hall and I smell the nastiest smell. So I go into the boys' bathroom out by their rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Owen had gotten up in the middle of the night, pooped, and not flushed.
Ah, damn.
So God only knows how long it was sitting there.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
It
if it's brown, flush
disgusting.
It down.
I'm like, what is that smell? Oh.
That's reason number 73 why I'm glad I don't have kids. Gibbons, you have your hands up.
Why are you
up,
raising your hand? Don't say you don't flush. Don't say you don't flush.
I do flush. I just, on more than, no, on one, it was only one occasion with a deuce. It happened
what,
with
you,
me
five?
And my girl. No, I just, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
So?
I
flush.
I forgot.
That's disgusting.
I didn't mean it. It wasn't done intentionally.
Of course it was unintentionally.
Your kid did it intentionally because he's a savage. I didn't mean to. I was just.
No, he didn't do it intentionally. He's seven.
You're the savage.
Come on.
You're the savage.
727. 727 plus five.
Uh-huh.
Is it any shock that me and a seven-year-old are on the same wavelength in
not
any way, shape, or form?
Not at all,
no,
Gibbons.
But it is a shock you've gotten this far through life and you don't know how to flush the toilet.
Far through life, that's debatable. I mean.
Fair enough. You did almost die like seven times.
When you're right, you're right.
In fairness.
And you're always right.
Hell to the no. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Whose birthday did you forget? What happened now?
Oh my God, you guys, this is so bad.
What'd you do?
So bad.
Oh, should I get my tea ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I am just the worst. The worst. Listen to this. I get up yesterday morning. I wake up. I come downstairs. My nanny's there, Ella, who I've known for years now. She's worked on and off for me for years since Elise Hudson was like a baby, so 5 years.
Yeah.
She had my kids in her wedding. They were ring bearers. She's just a close family friend. I even said to her, can I put a canvas of the picture of you and the boys up in our house, or is that weird at your wedding? Because it's such a cute picture. And she doesn't.
Didn't she also have a book she wrote about your kids,
She wrote a book about my kids.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it's called Always Nanny. You can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Because what happened was I said to her at one point, I got mad that there's no books with divorced parents.
Yeah.
Because when my kids were little, I'd be reading all these books. And at the end, the mom and dad came in and then everything was great. And I got really pissed. And I was like, where's the single parent books?
Yeah.
So she wrote a book about me and my kids.
Yeah.
And about how we're, you know, they have two parents that live in separate houses and they have a nanny that always loves them. So she did write the book.
Yeah.
Love her for that.
Yes.
So my kids were in her wedding. She's a close family friend. I'm going to have a canvas of her and my kids on my damn wall. And I get up yesterday morning and I say hi to her. I say a few other things to her about the day. And then I leave to go to work. And I get to work and my Facebook pops up with memories.
Oh no. Oh,
and on the memories, it's a picture of Ella and my kids out for her birthday lunch a few years ago. And I'm like, wait a second.
You forgot her birthday.
And I'm thinking to myself, August 13th, that doesn't even sound right. That's not her birthday. You know, like you think and you're like, she's not even an August birthday. That can't be right.
No way,
no
how.
She's not an August birthday. No way.
And then
I go to her Facebook. She doesn't have any happy birthdays on her Facebook. So I think, oh, maybe I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not her birthday. Well, she doesn't have her damn birthday on Facebook. That's why. I hate those people that do that. Ella, stop doing that to me. This is how I find your birthday.
Yep.
So then I get on Instagram, and then I see her happy birthday. And I'm like, I literally got up, interacted with her, didn't say a word about her birthday. It was her birthday. My kids got up, didn't say a word. She took care of my kids. Nobody said a word about her birthday.
Yeah.
No, like, hugs and happy birthday. And I about died. So I sent her a text around 11 a.m. yesterday that said, holy bleep. And she goes, huh? And I go, is it your freaking birthday? She goes, yeah. And I go, she goes, whatever. And I go, oh my God, I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I literally came down and talked to you, had a conversation with you. My kids hung out with you. None of us said happy birthday. I mean, I was so embarrassed.
Where's the birthday police though? She wasn't mad about it, was she?
No, right? She wasn't. But she also just got married. So when you get married, it's like, who cares about your birthday?
Yeah.
Right.
At and as point, you get older, who yes. cares about your birthday?
That's what I'm saying.
Say.
As you get older, are you really that upset if somebody forgets your birthday?
Though. She's still in her 20s.
She is.
Did the check clear?
What check?
The check that you, not like a birthday check, but the check you pay her.
Oh, I Venmo her. What are you kidding?
Well, then, okay, no. Okay, well then this is good. A little make good. Throw a little something extra in her envelope.
Well,
you know.
This
you know?
Morning I said, take the kids out for a donut if you want. I'll pay you a little extra on the Venmo.
Oh.
She goes, that good. I've never forgotten someone's birthday who's standing right in front of me that I know very well. It was pretty bad.
I'm with Gibbons. You should just send her an extra like $20
and be
like,
something extra.
$20, you cheap asses.
$40.
$50.
I was gonna go $50.
Thank
I was gonna
you,
go 50.
Because hello, you cheapo.
You've known her how long?
Over 5 years. She takes care of my kids.
All right, $15.
She wrote a book about my kids for Christ's sake.
Oh, Benjamin. No, wait. She's making money off of that book. Wait a second.
Yeah,
wait
$15.
Second.
She's not giving you money for that, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Did you hear this? Milwaukee couple had wedding photographs stolen from them. Now you might be wondering, how does this happen?
They can steal mine. Why are they going to steal some? Dude, come. They're for the taking, brother.
You're long done with your marriage, though. This is a fresh one, Allie. It's a fresh one. They just got married last Friday at the Ivy House, which is a really cool venue if you don't know about the Ivy House. Really nice venue.
I don't even know where it is. No. I've never heard of it.
So it's in like Harbor View area. It's kind of like Third Ward.
Where the hell's the Harbor? And then I'm like,
Walker's,
okay, so now tell me
Walker's
where the Harbor
Point,
View is.
Walker's Point.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Area,
yeah.
Kind of. So they get a call Saturday morning after their wedding from their photographer that the camera and all of her lenses and all of her batteries and everything, including the memory cards with their wedding pictures, have been stolen.
Dude.
Somebody stole it from the photographer's car.
Oh, you.
Everything gone.
People suck.
Photographer's like, at the end of the day, she goes, I just want the memory cards back. She goes, I don't want to press charges against the gear. I just want them to bring the pictures back.
Yeah. Right?
Because this couple, they said they had people fly in from all over the country. You know how it is when people plan these huge weddings. They have people flying in from everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You only get one chance to do that, and you can't redo it. So they're hoping that the thief will somehow have a little come to Jesus talk with themselves and bring the cards back. I don't know if that'll happen, though.
Dude, I was at a wedding when I lived out in Seattle, my friend Zach's wedding. They had it in this nice big mansion, right? They had, like, the wedding was outside in the reception in this big mansion.
Ooh.
And they go to get their gifts when they go to leave. Somebody who worked for the company ransacked the room, took all of their gift cards, like thousands of dollars worth of gifts.
That can be replaced.
They called the company called the worker because they knew who it was. The worker said, well, give me $500 and I'll give you your stuff back.
What?
My friend went, screw you. Took the guy to court. The guy ended up going to jail.
Oh my God.
Rightfully so, though.
Can I just say something about wedding pictures?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't like them.
No, it's not even that. I do. They're important, actually.
Sure.
But the problem is, there's like three pictures that are important. And then you're done.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have the canvas that you love.
Yes.
And then you're going to have one more canvas. And then there's like three total, right? And then what happens to your album? Where does it go? Where's your wedding album go?
Usually on a shelf somewhere.
Or
in a closet.
In a box. Or
in a drawer.
And
in the basement.
How many times do you open up that album and reminisce?
Maybe on your anniversary.
Maybe never. That's a lie. Never. Nobody gets out their wedding album.
Never been married, so I don't know how this works. Is that?
Trust me. I never thought about it till somebody said it to me, and they were like, what do you do? You just have all these pictures, and then they literally go in a box, and you pick like three that you love to put around your house, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't need 900 pictures of the wedding party. Who the hell cares?
My mom made a scrapbook for my wife and I for our wedding. She put it all together. Very nice scrapbook with like our invitation and everything.
My sister did that.
You know where it is? It's in a drawer.
Mine's in the trash.
It's in a drawer. Oh, never looked at it.
My sister does the same crap.
That'll be nice one day, though.
Hello?
That'll be nice one day.
Hello?
Your sister does the same crap.
I'm trying to have a conversation with him. He just keeps talking.
He started playing a song.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Women in general.
On dating sites.
Getting off meeting with 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You can always catch up with our show. Show number 722.
Man.
You can get it on demand at 1037kissfm.com. What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh?
Gibbons tried to pitch us $1 million idea, Allie and I.
Tried is the key word. If this were Shark Tank, we would have been like, bye.
Yeah. I'm out, is what I would have said immediately. He said that when people are from wrong numbers, someone with a wrong number has been calling his phone, asking for someone named Robert.
Yes.
Is that who it is?
Yes.
So he thinks that if there was a technology invention where somebody dialed 111 when that happened, that it would call Robert's phone automatically.
Because it would send him to the last person who had that phone number.
Yep. Which keeps doesn't calling. Make any sense, because when you change your number, you change it for a reason. I don't want people calling my old number and getting me at my new number.
Well, and can we just address the fact that I said repeatedly, why are you answering numbers you don't know to begin with?
That too.
When opportunity knocks or calls, you got to answer. You never know who's on the other line.
It's opportunity.
He's just asking for it constantly.
Hello,
opportunity is a foreign man named Robert trying to scam you. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
It's
a guy from Kenya that's trying to scam your bank account. Leave it alone.
I really honestly thought it was a great idea. And then I talked about it on the air. And as I'm telling you guys, I'm going, this is right? Stupid. What the hell am I talking about?
It's all right. It happens. It happens. So.
It is stupid. No offense or offense, actually.
Speaking of stupid, I learned on the show that I'm not the only dumb guy we dealt with this morning. Riggs got an email or a Facebook message from somebody.
Yeah,
talking
from
about
Jenny. Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny's husband, who babysits the three kids, but's been out of work for 9 months.
It's not called babysitting when they're your kids.
You're right.
Yeah.
I babysit because they're not my kids. Okay? Right. I'm the babysitter.
Fair enough. Yes, but when they're your kids, it's not babysitting. Jeez, you're being a parent.
But this guy who hasn't had a job for 8 months wants to go on a 4-day trip to Canada to go out with his buddies on a little trip. And then when he gets back, he's going to be rejuvenated and get a real job and, quote, crush those interviews.
Yeah.
The guy's an idiot. That's what I learned.
I agree.
Amen.
The guy needs to not spend his money in freaking Canada. Allie, what'd you learn on the show today?
I don't know. You guys covered it all. I'm kind of out of stuff now. I don't know.
Improv
you're
in the
Riggs,
morning.
You talking about Gibbons? I got nothing. I don't know what.
All right, fair enough.
We're out. I really don't know.
Well, you learned that we're going on a boat today.
Uh-huh.
I knew that. I didn't learn that. I knew that.
You learned that it stopped raining.
I knew that I'm going to get drunk on a boat later.
Hell yeah.
I know that much.
I'm going to pour half a bottle of vodka down your throat, and you're going to be a white girl wasted. It's
I'm
going to
love it.
Yes.
Hot sunburned, girl summer.
Sunburned and drunk on a Wednesday. Hump day.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.